Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about web application architecture. It's a critical aspect of software development, essentially the blueprint for how your app is structured.
Right? And it's more than just throwing code together. It's about scalability, maintainability, and choosing the right architecture for your project's needs.
Exactly. The video starts by talking about how many newer developers unknowingly start with a monolithic architecture, where all the code lives in one big, interconnected code base. It's simple to start with, but can become a bottleneck as the application grows.
So what's the alternative when your app needs to handle, say, 100,000 users?
Microservices. That's where you break down your application into smaller, independent services. Each service has its own responsibility, like handling user authentication or processing payments.
Ah, so like a team working on the recommendation system on YouTube, that's its own service distinct from, say, search functionality?
Precisely. Each team can deploy and scale their service independently. It also isolates failures. If one service goes down, the entire application doesn't crash.
Makes a lot of sense. But what about the tiers of an application? You mentioned one tier, two tier, three tier, and end tier.
Yes, that refers to how the components are distributed. A one-tier application has everything, client, server, database, on one machine. Two-tier might have the client on one machine and the server and database on another, or some other combination. Three-tier, each component gets its own machine, and end-tier is anything beyond that, usually adhering to the single responsibility principle.
Got it. The example of YouTube clicking on a video and the client-server interaction was really helpful in illustrating that.
Glad it was. But client-server isn't the only game in town. There's also peer-to-peer architecture, the backbone of Web3 and blockchain.
Oh yeah, peer-to-peer eliminates the single point of failure issue. The content creator mentioned the Facebook outage, a prime example of what can go wrong with client-server dependence. Pretty scary to imagine.
Right? Peer-to-peer empowers networks of computers to communicate directly without a central server. That decentralization brings benefits for things like online games. Blizzard, for example, uses it for game downloads.
But then he jumped into serverless architecture. That's where things get a bit more cloudy for me.
Well, think of it like outsourcing the hosting of your functions to a third party, like AWS Lambda, Azure Functions, or Firebase Cloud Functions. You're essentially using their infrastructure to run your code, triggered by specific events. The example of an online shopping experience breaking down the shipping process into serverless functions was spot on.
Yeah, that definitely clarified things. So if I understand correctly, monolithic has everything coupled together, microservices breaks it down into independent services, and serverless breaks down the microservices further into event-driven functions.
You got it. And a great example is the shipping process, like validating the customer, generating the label, and sending the shipping confirmation.
This has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for breaking it all down.
Absolutely. It's an important topic, especially as applications scale and become more complex. Goodbye, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Goodbye.